AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today in New York, Trump Organization Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg pleaded guilty to evading taxes in a deal that could potentially make him a star witness against the former president's company at a trial this fall. Weisselberg admitted taking in over $1.7 million worth of untaxed perks, including school tuition for his grandchildren, free rent for a Manhattan apartment, and lease payments for a luxury car, and explicitly keeping some of those perks off the books. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky hosts his Turkish counterpart and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres in western Ukraine. Sinan Ulgan, with an Istanbul-based think tank, explains the Turkey connection.
What Turkey has tried to achieve since the beginning of the war in Ukraine is to have a balanced policy, which perhaps can be summarized as saying that Turkey would be pro-Ukraine without being anti-Russia.
A bombing at a mosque in the Afghan capital Kabul during evening prayers killed at least 21 people, including a prominent cleric. Fewer Americans filed for unemployment last week.
The jobs market continues to stand out as one of the strongest segments of the American economy. The Labor Department reports applications for unemployment benefits for the week ending August 13th fell slightly, down by 2,000, to 250,000, and last week's number was revised downward. The number of Americans collecting unemployment benefits is hovering at 1.43 million. Employers scrambling to find workers after an unexpectedly strong pandemic recovery added nearly 530,000 jobs in July, more than double what forecasters had expected, and the unemployment rate dipped back down to a 50-year low at 3.5%. It's one bright spot amid clouds including higher prices, rising interest rates, and a slowing home sale market. I'm Jennifer King.
Kentucky Supreme Court ruled the state's near-total abortion ban will remain in place while it reviews arguments by abortion clinics challenging two state laws. This is AP News. A new look at the housing market.
And it's worse than expected. Sales of existing homes fell in July, more than 20% from July of last year. Sales have now fallen to the slowest pace since May of 2020, near the start of the pandemic. The National Association of Realtors says in just 1 month, from June to July, existing home sales fell almost 6%. That was the sixth month in a row that sales slowed. The housing market's been sliding under the weight of higher mortgage rates, surging inflation, and solidly rising home prices. The typical home price in July, almost $404,000. I'm Rita Foley.
Today is former First Lady Rosalynn Carter's 95th birthday. She's the second oldest U.S. First Lady ever. Bess Truman, the wife of President Harry Truman, is the only First Lady to have outlived Rosalynn Carter, according to the National First Lady Library. Ed Donahue, AP News.